Good evening. We are here and welcome you for this presentation conference call for the third quarter results of Trevi Group. I would like to start with the presentation we distributed, and starting from page three, comment of the chairman on this third quarter, and then we will go through the numbers with Daniele Forti. So we express our appreciation for the positive results of the first 9 months. Total revenue grew, and operational margin were in line with that of the previous quarter. The order backlog, as of September 30, grew to over 1 billion euro from 759 million euro of the same period last year, an increase of more than 34%. The noteworthy value and the quality of the order secured, aside from the order acquired following the third quarter, and the ongoing negotiation confirmed the capacity of the group to create solid basis for the near future, even in an uncertain and challenging framework. We confirm expected year and total revenue at around 1 billion euro. Just with this, we wanted to summarize what our idea and our comment is on the results. I think we can go through the number and then also on the outlook of the business. So I let Daniele to start with the presentation of the number.
Thank you, Stefano, and good afternoon to all of you. I would like to start with page 10 of our presentation, in which we stated that in the third quarter, total consolidated revenues for Trevi Group were 250 million euros, plus 6% versus the third quarter 2010. While there was a decrease in the margins, EBITDA was 32%, in line with the previous two quarters, but 13% less than in the third quarter 2010, and EBIT was 20 million, less 8% versus the third quarter 2010. Profit before tax was 17 million, more or less the same as in the third quarter 2010. Hard backlog was 1 billion and 21 million euros, a 34% increase with respect to September the 30th, 2010. And net financial indebtedness was 386 million, which we consider in line with the business, and we shall explain why. So revenues were substantially in line with what expected. It is true that they could have been 20-30 million more than that. Margins were consistent with the previous quarters, and we had a very robust backlog. In page 11, we have a view of the three quarters, line by line, and you can see that total revenues improved from 216 million in the first quarter, 257 in the second, 250 in the third. While value of production increased much more than that, and it was around 805 million. The difference between total revenues and value of production is explained for 26 million by internal constructions. Internal construction means constructions of equipment executed by our two mechanical divisions, Solmec and Drillmec, in favor of the other two services divisions, Trevi and Petreven. They represent almost 50% of the total gross investment of the period, So half of the investment of the period was executed internally. Obviously, they are accounted for at cost of production, notifying the interdivisional profit. There is another 55 million that explains the difference between total revenues and production. This is an increase in finished goods and semi-finished products. What does it mean? The true meaning is that we have increased our inventories because of meeting demand that is incorporated in orders in hand. So we estimate to execute in the last quarter of the year and in the first one a consistent number of orders. We have already said that backlog reached more than 1 billion euros, of which we estimate that in the last quarter of the year will be executed a portion ranging from 275 million-305 million. In order to execute such a high volume of deliveries of international shipments, we prepared the goods and the semi-finished goods to be shipped. So the last quarter of the year should be by far the best one in the year for this explanation. It is obviously true that there is another explanation that in the third quarter we suffered a little, let me say it, decrease in the growth rate of Solmek sales. It decreased from almost 19% in the first half of the year to almost 15-16%. So this decrease was due to the market because of the sudden difficulties that in the third quarter of the year originated in this market. We have to say immediately that the month of October we registered good sales for Solmek, so we hope that in the last two months of the year, as often happens, we could register a high volume of sales. Very frequently, we register in the last couple of months 30% of sales over the whole year. Going down, we registered 97 million EBITDA margin in the nine months and 61 million EBIT margin after a depreciation of 34 million. Personnel expenses were 140 million, 45 million for the quarter. During the year, we suffered sometimes labor cost increases, especially in Latin America and in the oil sector, because governments, local governments, forced by decree an increase in salaries in the oil industry. We would like to remember that in Argentina, they held general elections in the month of September, October. Those costs are supposed to be recovered or partially recovered by negotiations on tariffs that are in progress, we expect to recover future costs and also past costs, at least partially. The salary costs were particularly impressive in Argentina, but only in the oil sector, not in the other sectors in which we operate. We think that 16% EBIT margin is a fairly good one, 8.5% for the 9 months, exactly 8.53% for the 9 months. For the whole 2010, EBIT margin was 8.85%. So there is a slight difference, which we hope to recover in the last quarter of the year. Net financial expenses were €12 million. We still enjoy low interest rates by banks, even if there was a 34% increase with respect to the preceding year. So earnings before tax was €45 million. Taxes are estimated. Most of the revenue was reckoned in Western countries where tax rates are in average higher than in the rest of the world. In particular, we have not registered the revenues in the Gulf as in the past years, and you know that in the Gulf tax rates are low. In page 12, we have a summary of the economic and financial data. We have already explained the economic data. I would like to say that net capital employed was almost the same. Equity increased 7.7% because of the profit and because of a partially regained strength of the dollar with respect of euro. So we recovered 80% of the conversion reserve we had lost in the first 6 months of the year. Net financial debts were $385 million, 2.5% less than what registered on September the 30th, 2010. There was an increase with respect to the 30th of June. This increase was registered exclusively in the mechanical sector, where net debt rose to $267 million from $201 at June the 30th. While in the service sector, it went down to $93 million from $104 on June the 30th. So we have to say why debts increased in the mechanical sector. They increased mainly because of the execution of construction works of rigs, of oil rigs, by DrillMech. You know that DrillMech has a consistent hard backlog. The execution of those orders originated an increase in works in progress, and they are accounted for in as inventory. I would like to give you an example of the huge contract we were awarded by Pemex in Mexico with respect to 3 oil rigs, which are supposed to be delivered beginning first quarter of the new year. They will be paid 30 days after delivery, according to Mexican law. There is no way to get an advance payment or an interim payment, as per Mexican law. But the construction of the equipment is financed by American banks, and as they are considered as an export from the United States to Mexico, they are backed also by a guarantee from a 50% guarantee by Exim Bank, so that we can finance them at a very low interest rate. We shall collect the payments for the three rigs, which will be delivered one by one, starting from beginning of March to the end of April next year, so an improvement is expected for that period. The same improvement will be registered more or less in the same period when we will deliver six rigs of the 10 contracted to a Turkish company. So there is a timing for the cash flow in which we see that at the end of the first quarter of next year there will be a generation of cash. With respect to financial ratios, we have a leverage ratio at 2.98 times. It was 2.8 times 12 months before, and the debt equity ratio is around one time. It was 1.13 times 1 year before. We think that at year end, this increase in work in progress in the mechanical sector could continue to increase, but it will be offset by the share capital increase, which is estimated to happen at November the 30th, of around 50 million euros. So financial ratios are estimated to remain more or less the same or improve slightly by year end. I would like to go to page 13, in which we see, first of all, that the drilling sector has reached almost 41% of total consolidated revenues. This is good news because it seems to us that the split of 3D Group in four divisions and in two sectors, the drilling sector is enjoying a good performance and very good prospects. The increase in the first 9 months of the year was more than 15%, both for Petraven and Drillmec, as shown in page 15. In the following page, we have a breakdown per geographical area. We would like to stress the sharp increase in revenues in Latin America, up to 216 million from 105 the year before, while in North America sales remained more or less the same. There was a sharp increase in Europe from up to 81 million from 25, and it is due mainly to sales of oil rigs by Drillmec in Eastern Europe. While it is evident the decrease of revenues in the Middle East and Asia to 130 from 208. In page 17, we have the backlog. The 1 billion euro Our backlog is split in 646 million for the core business or foundational sector, and 375 million for the drilling sector. I would like to add that Petrobrazi has a number of contract in negotiation. Exactly, we can say that Petrobrazi, at the end of the third quarter of the year, had a total hard backlog of around 100 million euros, and more than that was under negotiation, and the negotiations are expected to end at the beginning of next year. Generation of cash flow was 37 million euros in the nine months. In page 19, you have a graphical view of the main financial ratios. Page 20, the evolution of equity and the net financial position. In particular, it's clear how equity increased in the nine months and reached 376 million from 350 million at September 30, 2010. With respect to revenues and profitability for the two divisions, we have to say that Trevi and Petrobrazi together had 355 million euro revenues against 362 million last year in the first nine months of 2010. EBIT margin declined to 9.2% from 11.2%, while in the mechanical division, revenues went up to 397 million from 342 million, while margins remained more or less the same. EBITDA margin was 10.8% instead of 11%, and EBIT margin was 8.3% from 8.4%. I would like Stefano to continue.
Thank you, Daniele. After the numbers, we'll go through the outlook of the business in the several divisions of the group. Let's start by saying that this 5% increase you see in the consolidated revenues and the different sectors, three sectors out of four increased revenue by 15%-16%, except with Trevi, the foundation business, with a decrease in revenue of 5%. As we said, this is partially due to the dollar conversion of the or the euro conversion of the revenue, and partially also because, as we said many times, we try to be very selective in the acquisition of contracts for the Trevi division, knowing, of course, that the global economic environment is not at the best condition we could think. Knowing also that it's important for us to focus our resources on good projects and good clients. Globally, I would say that we are experiencing good performance in North America and in South America in Trevi divisions, with actually productivity in many job sites above budgets and above client expectation. Also, the environment looks positive also for future business in this continent, and we expect activity to increase, especially in South America in the coming months. Also, for the Soilmec activity in this region, we are experiencing good sales, and we see a little bit better condition also in the United States and Canada.
for this sales of foundation rigs. Looking at the rest of the world, Africa, we continue to perform well, even if a little bit below the average in terms of revenue. Again, we have a good backlog also in these regions. Middle East continue to be stable situation after the booming years. We have actually reduced a lot of the activity in our foundation activity and also in the selling of rigs. We are concentrating more our efforts right now in Saudi Arabia, where we have recently been awarded interesting projects, and in other countries in the region rather than the Emirates. We are still performing well in, and we continue to perform well in the Far East, even if it's a percentage, small percentage of the business. And also Soilmec is selling well in this area, including India and the Asia Pacific region. Just to note that we have in Europe a very depressed market at the moment, but as you notice also with the press release, we are focusing our attention on very special projects rather than distributing activities in several countries. And at the moment, the most important project remains the metro in Copenhagen, which is starting these days. And well, we expect also to increase revenue due to possible extension of the project planned by the local authorities. Looking at the oil and gas business, we mentioned many times in this period that activity remained strong. You saw with a strong increase in revenue both in the Drillmech activity and in Petrovel, our oil service drilling activity. We have increased Drillmech activity by 16%, and Petrovel almost the same by 16%. Most important is the continued number of negotiations in this sector, especially in Drillmech, with a very strong, what we call a soft backlog. It means ongoing negotiation. We also mentioned many times that the company reached a very good level of visibility. I'm talking about Drillmech mainly. Visibility in the market, one of the top two or three rig manufacturers in the world at the moment. And this opened a new business opportunity for Drillmech also for the future. Petrovel is a steady business with a linear growth according to the number of rigs in operation. So we will have one more rig coming into operation at the beginning of next year. And this will contribute to the increase of level of revenues and margins in this niche market. We consider more, as we said, kind of showroom for our technologies in this sector. Looking at the mechanical sector in general, I think it's important to highlight that, again, in this difficult global economic environment, our mechanical sector combined, Drillmech and Soilmech, is performing very well. It's the combination of the business with different visibilities in the two sectors, with different also stock. In the two sectors, the combination of the two business at the moment performing well, and above all, the dynamic and the flexibility of the Soilmec activity combined with this large contract for Drillmech are producing a good level of optimization, I would say, in our resources and also in the work and capital required for these projects. Important to understand that the working capital and the stock, as Daniele mentioned before, we use in this period is mainly stock for confirmed contracts, so sold, already sold units
and not just to increase the level of stock. Just to mention also the full productivity of our Houston factory for a drill maker, with this order to be delivered in the next coming month, and with a lot of ongoing negotiation, especially in the United States and Latin America for a drill maker activity. Now, we have several questions. I think we can attend right now. Daniel, if you want to start with some.
We have received questions from Giuseppe Maffelli, Equita, Bruno Permuti from Intesa San Paolo, Citi from Intermonte, Scauri from Mediobanca, Mr. Corona from BNP Paribas, and Frank Unai from Merrill Lynch. I think that to some of the questions received, we have already given an answer. I would like to point out, as Mr. Corona asked, that CAPEX is split exactly in this of the 50.4 million euro is split between the four divisions in this form. Trevi invested 25 million euros, Petreven 12, Solmec 9 million, and Drillmec almost 5 million. Most of the investments were executed in Latin America, We have already given an answer to the question about Petreven's hard backlog. I have said that they have around $150 million of contracts under negotiation. Most of this amount is regarding renewals of existing contracts, and as you may know, renewals take place usually at the beginning of the year when the oil companies execute their investment plans. So this is the answer to the question of an apparently low hard backlog for Petreven. Renewal will take place in January. Around January. We have already talked about Solmec sales, what happened in the third quarter, good sales in the month of October, and I hope that in the last two couple of months of the current year, sales could reach again 30% of the whole sales of the year as in the past. With respect to the quality of our credits, we would like to say that we don't have signs of an impoverishment of the quality of our credits. There are not major problems with the credits, and we have sufficient risk funds in order to meet something that could happen. We don't expect to make major provisions in the last quarter of the year. Data around about Mosul.
Yes. Now, just before entering this, just a question I see here asking if we have any cost overrun in projects around the world. We confirm that we don't have any cost overrun in projects for the Trevi division or the Petrovene. All the projects are running smoothly. We have, as we mentioned before, this issue of the cost of personnel in Argentina because of the union increase in the cost of personnel. But we are managing to recover this cost in the negotiation with the union and with the client, and we expect to close this negotiation in the coming months. Now, entering into this big question everybody's expecting to hear about for the project in Iraq, we have, first of all, I'd like to say that it's our practice to issue a press release about the project when we have the project awarded and not during the negotiation. We understand that this press release of last week created a lot of expectation and also a lot of speculation. But it's fair to say that this is not binding legal awarding. It's part, I think, of the negotiation going on with the client. As I said many times, it's very difficult to talk openly about an ongoing negotiation because it's involved many, many things and many issues that not always is possible to transfer to the financing community and to the investors or analysts. It's negotiation we are involved for, say, a negotiation process where you start with a bid and then you have a negotiation going on and then you have an award. And then if there are the condition kind of protest, if you're not satisfied with the award. So this is a normal process everywhere in every part of the world. And entering into details during the negotiation, we consider not appropriate at this stage. We confirm that for us, the bid is still open. We confirm that we are doing whatever we can, whatever is in our power to secure the project. We know of these recent events, and we have taken we saw that there is a kind of a letter of understanding. We don't know the detail of a letter of understanding. We know from what we heard so far officially that this letter has not been signed by any minister or not been approved by committees or not been approved by the cabinet. So for us, the project remain a possible project to be awarded in the coming months. This is our quick presentation of the third quarter. I'd like to summarize a little bit. We consider good numbers due to the difficult economic environment, global difficult economic environment. And the Trevi Group is performing well. I think we have a balanced business model. We have a balanced also balance sheet with the resources allocated to the different business according to the different business model. We saw that we have activity that require more working capital than others. But as we said, most of this working capital is for delivering confirmed contracts in the next month. And it's not just to build stock, either in Soilmec or in Drillmec. We are, I think, performing well. Of course, there is room for improvement also in terms of margin, but we are performing well in all the division. And as we said at the beginning, the order backlog at the moment is presenting a good business card, we call it, for the next 12 months
period, knowing that we continue to work hard to increase the backlog and to increase the number of negotiation. There are major projects at the moment in different parts of the world where Trevi is presently working to secure them, and I think that we gave an overview of the general business. If there are more questions related to what we said, of course, we are here available. You can send by mail to Joseph, the investor relations, and to other people of the team. And if nothing else, I think we can close this conference and see you next time. Thank you.
Good afternoon.